episode of Nerdy.
Welcome to the world of Pokemon, and welcome to the Montium region, a secluded region surrounded by mountains on all but one side, and home to Aspire Industries, leading the way in Pokemon technology innovation. Or so they claim to, but things are not as utopian as they appear. Join our heroes, Lillian!
I never screamed at anybody in my life.
Willow!
You know what gets my rocks off.
And Josh!
Time to murder.
On their very own Pokemon journey to uncover the secrets of the Montium region and become Pokemon Masters. This is Dungeons and Dragon Types.
But I live for the challenge, live for the thrill. In spite of what I've been told, I'm still a fan of the fire. Hooked on the heat, look at all I've done. Impossible me. I've been through the deserts, jumped in the waves. Been high in the Rockies, and still I've stayed.
When last we met, our heroes had helped rescue one of the Mysteria Village's locals, Golbat, from being ganged up on by three Gligar and a Gliscor.
Wait, did we beat the Gligar and Gliscor?
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
No, three of them are at half health.
Gliscor.
So yeah, we are back to the top of the order, I believe, or the top of the order.
Yes, we ended with the trainer actions last time.
Did Roll 20 get updated since the last time we,
Yeah. Probably. Oh yeah, Roll20's been going through an update process. So they had a whole UI shakeup.
I want to reform. I prefer old Roll20.
But Tintan, you're up.
My turn. Oh,
the timidest of tannies.
Flying ground types, I think. No, they're flying steel types. Are they?
No, they're flying ground types.
Wow.
You're right.
This is a, Tim, what I want you to do, I want you to use a brine attack. Mm. It's an area attack. How many can I attack in this area?
Area? Actually, I'm not
sure. Is it literally says, like, it's an area of effect kind of thing? Like, it's a battleground thing, or it...
Target is area.
Here, let me take... It's been a hot minute since.
Then I think it's just the area. Like, it'll get everyone in that area.
Up to three, I think we can hit at one time, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's usually for if it says, like, all foes in range. But if that one says area, that's different.
Let me take a look at the move decks. Reading a move. Area targeted. Moves targeted at the battlefield can't be evaded or clashed. Area did not go into more detail about area. Here, let me search the document then.
I thought it said something about
I think that like area should just cover by like a 2x2 square. That'd be the easiest way to...
Well, then maybe it's like a... It's whatever area... Because it did say that area was in, like, the storyteller's, like, up to their discretion, but...
Hey, John, it's your turn to describe discretion us.
It's not an... Brian is not an area attack, it's a single foe attack.
A single foe attack?
Uh-huh.
This is moot!
Okay, rules for moves during battles. Who is hit by an area move is decided by the storyteller. You may hit your allies. Okay.
Brian is not an area attack. If you look it up, it has a single little plushie on there.
It's a... Oh, okay.
Little substitute.
Well, then I'll just use Ice Ball, then.
Okay.
I'll use Ice Ball
who
to get my score.
Ooh, alrighty. So let's see if that Gliscor is able to evade.
Let me check. When's Poke Roll 3 coming out, guys?
I'm in their Discord server, and I actually haven't been keeping up with them.
Look. Someday.
So minus one. Nope. Yeah,
it
you hit
the vein. You hit that thing. You smack him in the face with that ice ball.
What is its special defense?
Special defense is two.
Glide score, weakness. It's gonna be weak to ice.
Both. Yep. So yeah, we get two successes.
So an extra two successes. Damage.
Well, no, you get extra two. Yeah. You get an extra two.
Dice. Oh no, you don't have to roll any extra
points.
Dice.
No.
You just
no extra
roll
dice.
Your regular dice.
And okay, cool.
Wait, hold on. Why is it? I think there was there's a problem there because it says the Gly score's HP is zero, but I know for a fact that it was at least half. So we'll fix that. Weird. Okay. Now roll damage.
So it's special defense is two.
Yep.
And because I just do no other dice.
There's no extra damage. Dice.
No extra damage die. No extra damage dice.
It's just two extra damaged automatically.
Yep. Hold on. I didn't. There we go.
It's five okay. Damage. Well, with the super effectivity included, the Glyph score is now out.
Goodbye.
He's out.
OOC out of commission.
Yeah. Way to go, Tim Tam.
Tim Tam did a nice heavy shot.
Next up are the Gligar. The first Gligar is gonna attempt an acrobatics off of you, Tim Tam.
Bounce off the bouncy boy!
He's going to evade. Evade. Do it!
Nice.
Oh, he evaded.
So the Gligar swoops down and tries to, after doing a couple of flips, tries to land on you, Tim Tam, and Tim Tam rolls right out of the way.
It's because he's just basically a big ball.
Yep. The next Gligar is going to come at Bedrock. I think this is the
Tyrant.
Second one. Yep. With its own acrobatics.
Oh, you can try to hit me with an acrobatics. I'm going to try to clash it with a... What moves do I have? With a tackle.
Clash fails. Bedrock tries to leap forward, but the Gligar is too acrobatic. So let's... no bonus dice.
Bedrock's special defense is... It's a special attack? I never realized
that. Oh, physical. Sorry.
Physical defense is four.
Okay. One hit point of damage.
Bedrock just lets it roll right off of him.
And the third Gligar is gonna hit you, Tim Tam, with a screech attack.
No. Can't screech hit multiple targets, or is
no
it
single?
Too low? Oh, okay.
Single target. I think it's always kind of been that way. I think growl is multiple targets. Screech is focused on a single target.
I never use screech, so how would I know?
I never screamed at anybody in my life.
Never.
Never. All right,
Tim. That's to you, Tim Tam.
Even keeled.
I can't exactly evade again, so I'll take it.
No one evasion per round, but you can't. Oh, actually, no, you can't clash it.
You can't clash a status move usually.
Not usually, never. You can never do
never.
That.
Never.
No clashing. So poor little Tim Tam got hit by the screech attack and his physical defense is down two stages.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to cover his little ears, but his His little flippers are too...
He's too fat!
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He's too round.
The he's screech. Too round.
Bedrock, you're up.
Tyrant. Bedrock is going to go in for the one that just screeched at Tim Tam with a crunch attack.
Alrighty.
Crunch him up.
We're gonna crunch him.
Break through that chitin.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, then this Gligar is gonna try and evade. Fail.
No luck. Okay, so I add one dice because of crunch and my strong jaws. Where's my crunch? There he is. And what is his physical?
Two.
Two? How do I get such a low roll? It just was one, but let's see if I lower his defense. I do!
Think about that is.
Is it one stage?
It's one. It's down to its last hit point. It's in the red.
Oh.
Lulu.
All right, Lulu, run on up there and help out your friends. Boop, and do a sandstorm.
Ooh. Are you sure about that? Because the Gligar will be unaffected.
Oh fuck! I forgot their ground.
Poor little Tim Tam would be getting, chipped away. Scratch that.
Okay.
Ixnay on the Anstorm say.
Alright. Just do a rock slide, Dad.
Alright. All three?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Slide it on them.
What's their defense?
I believe they're all at no, one is at three.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put it at two for the top one.
Okay, no, wait, they're all at three. Shoot, I misread. Okay. I misread a vitality
it.
For dexterity.
There, that's what
yeah,
the
roll
three.
For three. Okay. Accuracy zero,
God
so
damn.
Whoops.
I would have flinched him.
Oh, no.
Ah, beans.
Oh, damn.
All right, okay. Well, try and crunch. Try and crunch this one. Who doesn't look
Alrighty.
Like it's really been hurt. Ew. They got...
Actually, this is off.
Three damage.
This one should be the one with yellow.
Okay.
You want to do the unhurt one?
Yeah, if I can.
Okay, yeah. You can occupy this space, and you can, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Because basically you walked under the Gligar, not into it. All right. Okay. And... Okay. Hold on a sec. I'm all turned around here.
And I don't have stab.
Yeah, you weren't a dark type yet.
Yep, so it's okay, just the 3 points.
Which... Okay, so this one... Okay, you were fine where you were. I am completely all turned around because I can't tell who is... which one. So this guy is here, and he's the one who's in the red and lowered defense. Okay. Okay, we've got them all sorted now.
I sure...
I almost wonder if I shouldn't use different artwork for the future when so I can differentiate between them better. Probably be a smart thing. Anyway, the one will attempt to evade. Nope.
Just a and big old crunch.
So that takes 3 hit points of damage. And he is also at half.
Hot diggity dog.
Trainer time!
It's my time to shine.
I'm good. I've already got like a...
I'll throw a ball.
Bat-like thing that I like, so...
I'm gonna throw a ball at that gold bat over there.
That's owned by somebody.
I'm joking.
It's owned by somebody, Josh.
Yeah,
I'll throw
joking.
A ball at the one in red.
Alrighty.
I will throw a Pokeball. Or should
I'll
throw a
great
ball?
I'll throw a great ball.
I'll throw a great ball. Pokeball should be fine.
I'm going to throw a great ball at... Oh, but then I'd be out of great balls.
Dexterity plus throw.
Good thing
don't
that
worry,
Lillian
gonna...
can fix
oh,
them.
Oh, no! I can't throw a ball at anything!
Dexterity. Yeah, the ball falls out of your hand when you try to throw it.
Yeah!
That will work. Who are you throwing at?
I'm going to throw it at one of the guys in yellow.
Alrighty.
One of the boys in yellow.
Alrighty.
With
one
a,
of them so boys!
The throw works. Give us that seal check.
Kabam!
You know what? I think I can give that to you.
Yes, I did this.
Great job, Josh.
You got a baddie boy.
I got a child. Oh, uh-oh. That was the one that was on the turn list.
It's fine. There's still an empty space with the turn list, so as long as it,
Have you guys been playing the Sword and Shield? I mean, Scarlet and Violet DLC.
No,
I did not finish Scarlet and Violet. I finished Scarlet and Violet, then restarted the game, and haven't finished it since.
Oh my God, John, we're the same person.
I think the problem I've been realizing is I hate going back to the school. So
and doing
I just
the classes
exactly. So what I've decided is I'm going to try it. I'm going to restart it one more time and then just not do that. And
I'm
then just
a,
literally go and do the gym and Team Star and Titans challenges and then finish the story. Okay. So, Willow, you are not interested in any of these baddie boys. Would you like to give Lillian a second go?
Yeah, I mean, she could always do a second go. It's just she has to get one more success.
Oh, true. Oh, wait, yeah. I guess we don't need that house rule anymore.
All right, so I'm gonna throw my last great ball. I have so many to fix. Don't let me forget to fix these frickin' balls.
I will never let you try again.
Nice carry. Carry, nice carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a two for this one.
Woo!
Yeah,
I did it.
All right, and you get two guaranteed successes. Yeah,
at six, he's gone.
He's off the field and zipped back to Professor Redwoods.
We are gods.
So let me.
I am your god.
So, as I add that Gligar to Lillian's PC. We're back at the top of the order, and it is Tim Tam's turn.
Yeah, triple T. Tim Tam, does anyone want... Ooh, look, Larvesta. Is there anyone who wants this Gligar?
No. I think, yeah, Willow's not interested, and you and Lillian both caught one.
Okay,
and
murder
the
time.
Gym leader is good.
Time to murder. Kabam! Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Oh, well, you know, you're at the top of the order. So, yeah, that one will work.
It will work?
Unless they evade.
Yeah, unless they manage to evade, but they also lose...
Ice ball.
One. They also lose one for their evasion. Just like that, it cannot evade, and it gets hit by the ice ball.
What's his defense? Ripsky. Special defense, sorry?
Special defense is 2.
Be 2 damage.
Actually
4
super effective. Yep, and with the super effectivity, that Gligar is out of here.
It's like Tim Tam's Pokemon that he's like mainly going up against. 4 times weakness of ice.
That's where he shines.
So congratulations, the Gligar are defeated.
Woo!
Get it!
Okay. We did it. That Gliscor really scared me, but he went down first.
Why will this not open up? Come on, roll 20. Ah, beans. Because I know there was something special. I don't know if it was special about just the Gliscor, which you couldn't have caught anyway because it was an ace. Or if one of the Gligar had it, but at least one of them had had their hidden ability.
Roll a random die.
Well, no, I've actually have it listed on their character sheets.
Never mind.
That's what I'm trying to. Yep, TJ, Josh has caught a special Gligar with the ability immunity. Meaning,
what does immunity do?
Immunity means it cannot be poisoned.
Even though it's not a poison type, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically, it's like how Zangoose has it because of fighting Sviper.
Yeah.
So, Gligar...
I've been building up Gligar, immunity to Sviper for the last 5 years.
Yeah. So, your Gligar is perfect for fighting against poison types.
Awesome. I'm going to need to get myself a Riser Fang.
Okay. So, with that in mind, let me get the...
Does the
my Excel sheet out.
Want to come over to us, or do we need to go to
remember.
Oh, never mind. I forgot. We're Talia, not by the water.
Well, yeah, this is Theater of the Mind. You're out in the dunes, and Talia managed to rescue the Golbat.
While we were fighting.
Exactly.
Some Gligar were bullying it.
So let me pull up. My Excel sheet because yep.
Did we find stuff?
Danny and Totoro are out. Yeah, well, let's find out what you do find.
Ooh.
I need a 20 D25 and a D27.
Hold on, I'm just naming my Gligar real fast. Okay.
She got to announce the name.
It's Quarry.
Nice. Aww. Dadani, speaking of quarries, Dadani is searching through this whilst you were battling. Dadani felt something in the sand.
Playing in the world's biggest sandbox. And I mean, he's basically a hamster taking a little sand bath.
Yep, like a chinchilla. And he pulls out a sort of star-like item. It's a yellow, polygonal figure that looks like a star.
Is this a revive?
Not just a revive, a max revive.
Max revive!
What?
Revive it to max HP, baby! Or sell it, because then you'll have money.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Totoro managed to find another chewed up apple core.
Another leftover. Wait, did I find the leftovers before, or was that somebody else?
Apparently, Danny found it, because Alex told me, you need to give those to someone, Quinn.
You have two. Now you have two leftovers you can dole out.
Keep
it on my Munchlax.
Battle at an end,
we'll give them to Lulu. Can hold my leftovers.
So with the battle over, Talia is holding the Golbat, which is basically the size of her.
Oh,
and it's like, and she manages to kind of like piggyback him.
Big old mouth piggybacked.
Yep. Hang in there, Golbat. We'll get you back to town right away. Alright, come on. We gotta get this Golbat to the Pokemon Center.
Do you need any help or you got it?
Aye, Captain.
I've got this, no problem. It's not my first time carrying him back to town.
It's not her first rodeo. Oh, I miss QT.
Oh, cutie.
We miss you, buddy.
Oh, I have two max revives.
You make your way back to town without any real major incidents, because you're kind of like gunning it. You're just focused on getting straight to town. And as soon as you get back to town, you make your way down to the Pokemon Center, and the kid meet you at the edge of town. Is Golbat gonna be okay? He'll be fine, kid. We just gotta get back into town. And we just gotta get him to the Pokemon Center.
He was just having a little bat skirmish. It's alright.
And Nurse Joy not only takes the Golbat, but she will also take your Pokemon for healing as well.
Yay! Not the Bedrock got that hurt, but still.
I think Tim Tam is the only one who got hit. Possibly? No.
Bedrock got hurt and was down to 5.
Tim Tam got hit by a
screen.
Tim Tam got hit by a Screech, I think, and that's it.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one that took damage. Two little hit points worth of damage because I'm a bulky boy. Little Bedrock.
He's a bulky boy.
A bulky boy.
What do you guys
say? Not my bulkiest after, boy. That's as your
The sun is starting to... was it the middle of the... It wasn't the middle of the night where you guys went, was it?
In the middle
no.
of the night?
No, I'm pretty sure it was daytime. Like, I thought it was, like, kind of early when we, like, got to
possibly
the city, and it didn't take that long to do stuff.
Quickly!
And we were, like,
so give me a razor
fang. Talking.
Well, I remember it was later at night. Well, no, it was towards the end of the day, but I don't think you stopped to rest because you had Mr. Mime. So I think by now it has started to come. It started to be the night, and before Talia leaves to go back to her house, she meets with the three of you, and says, "Well, you three still up for that bet? Still up for that battle tomorrow?
I need a razor fang.
Still up for
fang.
A battle?
Hell yeah, man! I'm so ready.
I'm super ready.
It's like
but
it's
I
my
need
middle
a razor
name
fang.
Or something."
All right then,
Willow Ready.
And in that case,
razor
does Willow have a last name?
Where there's a Willow. There's a way.
I'm not sure if you've seen my battlefield's a bit different. I utilize the natural environment instead of having a standard Pokemon battlefield.
That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that was my artistic decision.
So there will be a river going through our battlefield.
Oh, so cool. Okay, a river. Okay, interesting. Okay, strategizing. Okay.
Yes, so whenever you're ready, I can meet you there tomorrow.
I'm ready.
I really feel like we should set a time, though, so, like, no one's waiting too long, because that'd be kind of awkward.
Wait, what?
She takes a look up at the clock in the Pokemon Center, and it reads 9:15. So, how about this? Give you enough time to sleep in. I'll be up and ready to go after 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I am going to attempt to fix 3 Pokeballs, because then we can each get one if I manage to succeed on all 3 rolls.
Aw, yeah.
And if I do too many, then I might not succeed on all of them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just 3 right now. Alright, that's 1 fixed. That's 2 fixed. That's 3 fixed. Okay, so we each get 1 Great Ball. Added to your things. Because I do not remember whose balls these were.
I don't know.
Oh, gee. I wonder who...
I wonder who threw most of these balls. That's okay. Okay. So each of you add 1 Great Ball to your thing, and then I'll do 3 more after, maybe in the morning.
A nice, refreshing morning, Tinker.
You know, sometimes I just gotta wake up and I gotta get my brain working, so tinkering on some broken Pokeballs is a great idea.
Yeah.
So, you sleep through the night fairly uneventful. You know, no real major Pokemon sightings, nothing to, you know, it's a bit warm, you know, it's a bit warm than you're usually, especially after what you were previously dealing with. But you managed to get a good night's sleep.
Feeling refreshed in the morning, and I get up early and I work on those Pokeballs while they're sleeping in. That's what I do. So I'll roll three more. Technically a new scene. It's fine. Let's do one. Okay. Two. Okay. Three.
Whoops.
Damn it. Okay, so you guys can each get one Pokeball each.
Yes!
Regular Pokeball?
Great Balls, sorry.
Okay.
I have one regular Pokeball and one Ultra Ball to fix, but I'm going to save the Ultra Ball to be in the first one of the last one. Damn it, I have 8 dice, and of course I only got 2 on that third one. Couldn't have been on the second one or the first one.
Well, while Lillian managed to repair a good number of your Pokeballs, the time is now to plan out your team for who is going to face Dahlia.
Is she rock or ground type? I forget.
Ground type.
Ground type? Okay. So, bring a Frobisher for sure. I'm bringing an Aria for sure.
God, I can't cheese with Gummy.
I don't know. Maybe I'll bring somebody from my PC.
Technically, Gummy has Levitate, so...
But you can't use your strong-ass electric moves.
But bug and flying type still works.
True.
Well, realistic. Yeah. Okay, I'll take Gummy. Super effective against poison, rock, steel, fire, and electric, but it's weak to water, grass, and ice.
Let's see. What do we have? We have.
I guess Timtap, Gummy, and Squanchy again.
I could do. I don't have a great box of Pokemon. I have no grass types, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
We haven't really
went through a grassy area. You walked by a river, then went to the sea, then went up to the mountains, and then it came out to the desert.
Am I the only one with an Oddish?
No, should I take?
No, Lillian has
Basil,
Oddish.
Barry, Mazuba, and I've got Lulu. All 4 of them would be decent.
And I think a lot of my Pokemon aren't filled out yet, so that's unfortunate. Only the ones I have since we moved to this module are filled out.
Whoops.
And my team. Okay. So
I filled out most of them, but I realized I definitely didn't do anything with my Zubat. All right.
Well, your Zubat should be auto-generated, isn't it? Or did I not fill it out?
I don't think it's all the way correct.
Well,
you know what? I'll bring my new Gligar with me.
It's almost right. I think I need to assign it some more points for things, but
sounds about right for me. I'm good at running.
It should have more social attributes, but
gotcha. Alrighty.
I will
deal with that later. I'll do Basil, Barry, and Lulu.
So I'm bringing Frobisher, I'm bringing Aria, and I'm bringing my Gligar Quarry.
Ooh. Alrighty. So the time as with your team prepared, you head out back towards where Talia's house is, and you see essentially people have already started to kind of gather. And they're kind of all hanging around the river side, and as they see you coming up, they start cheering for you.
Woohoo! I feel famous.
I feel like we might be famous. Are we famous?
I don't think we're famous.
I don't want to be famous.
I don't want to be famous. Do I? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of pressure.
Now, towards the on the opposite side of the river.
Where are we? You on already this map.
Oh, you no. already see.
I just need to refresh because my map is blank. You just keep going.
But basically, on the opposite side of the river, you see Thalia petting the nose of a much smaller Flygon than what you saw yesterday.
Oh, look at that beautiful baby.
Oh, he's so cute.
Astron's just going to be back here because I realized his token wasn't on the board. He probably put him in while we were in the
What's
sand.
What's
yeah,
that, guys?
Yeah, he probably put him in his bow. Hmm? Yeah, got a bunch of refreshing going on. God, everything's so quiet now on Discord. I can never, the noise reduction is so good that it's like, hello?
Hello? Are you guys there?
Is anybody here? I'm all alone.
I bet I'm abandoned.
But yeah, so she is off to the other side with her Flygon.
Cool Flygon!
And she pats it on the neck and is like, don't worry. You won't be ready to fight this baby for a long time.
I would love to fight him someday, though. He's cool.
The question is, who's going to be up first?
I think somebody's already ready.
Josh is itching to go.
And a thing fell over. Okay, who wants to go first?
We could roll D20.
Let's do it.
Sure. Let the dice decide.
Oh, shit.
Natural 20?
Of course, I mean, this isn't a 20-sided dice game, but of course it would be on that I would get a natural 20. See if you can beat my natural 20, TJ.
Okay. See if I can beat your natural 20. I got you.
With a 20-sided dice, you goober.
Ah, okay.
You did the opposite end of the spectrum.
So the order seems to be Lillian, Willow, and Josh.
Okay.
Alrighty. In which case, let me...
And first out's gonna be Frobisher, who gets to lead the battle for a change. You can do it, Frobisher. This is your time to shine.
Okay, so you send out Frobisher.
And he's so excited. He's going, dipping in the water, jumping up onto the little island, dipping in again, jumping up, and flapping his flippers.
One of the townspeople actually hops over to one of the islands in the river. And as an officially licensed Pokemon League referee, I will be the one dictating the rules of the match. Each trainer will only be allowed 3 Pokemon. The gym leader is not allowed to switch, but the trainer is allowed to switch at any point during the battle. There will be no time limit. Let the battle begin!
Alright, Frobisher, we got this. You got this. And he's just jumping up and down and toddling around and ready to go.
First thing Thalia throws out is Cubone.
I love Cubone. Cubone's so cute.
It is, and then we need so initiative adorable.
Yep, we need to set that initiative order. There we go. Turn order. Let's add those characters. Well, Cubone's dexterity is a 2.
Mine is a 3.
Okay, so yeah, Frobisher will be going first.
All right, Frobisher, get in there. Go in cold and fast. Dive in that water and use frost breath. So he's going to dive into the water. Oh, this thing's in my way. I need to move the token. I'll wait. I'll just roll it first.
Yep.
Roll the accuracy.
Ooh. And yeah, there's no way. But.
Perhaps.
Unless, try to clash it, Cubone, with your bone meringue. Nope.
All right. What is his special defense?
Cubone special is 3.
3. And then this is an always critical, so I add 2 dice to it.
Yes. 2 bonus dice.
Always critical is such a badass thing.
It's very cool.
Alright, so it does 2 damage.
So 3 damage.
Jumps into the water, swims across, and jumps up on... And it's as he jumps up onto the bank, he spits out that frosty breath right at the Cubone.
Do that frosty breath.
Don't let it get you down, Cubone. Hit it with Endeavor.
And what'd you get? 3? Let me see what I have. Let me see what I have in my pocket. I have... How much? I have... Oh my gosh, I keep going past it. Okay, I have 5 in my evasion and 5 in my... Oh no, only 2 in my clash, so I have to evade. Alright,
well,
try to...
Depending on which clash you use, strength or...
Oh, true.
Special. But anyway...
Okay, true. Okay. So, dexterity evasion. I'm going to say try to get out of the way. Don't let that bone hit ya. Nope.
Ooh.
He gets hit. He gets clobbered.
So, Cubone glows a brilliant white energy around itself, and it comes in with its bone and smacks Frobisher clean on the head. And with pure willpower, the user struggles with its foe despite the pain. And its roll damage equal to the difference between the user's full HP and current HP.
Okay.
So that's 3d6.
Interesting. So the lower his HP is, the higher the,
Yep.
Gotcha.
Well, the idea is to bring it down equal, and it brought you down 3 hit points.
Sweet. Well, thankfully I'm... still at 4. I'm not at half yet. 4 out of 7.
Alrighty. No trainer actions?
No trainer actions.
Alrighty. So, back to Frobisher.
Alright, Frobisher. Use Grass Knot. Try to trip him up.
Alright.
Oops, I keep scrolling too much. Not Water Sport. Oh my gosh, I scrolled past it again. Please, I just want to read the Grass Knot. Okay, accuracy roll.
It is not allowed.
4 dice on the accuracy roll.
Try to clash it with Bulldoze. Nope,
not quite.
He tries to shake the ground, but instead gets tripped up and falls. Physical defense is 4.
Physical defense is 4. My Grass Knot's special.
So never mind then. So yeah, so it's still 3. And
how heavy is
7 kilograms?
7, so yeah, it's only the 4 damage dice.
Already.
Okay. No bonus dice. And 3. Oh shit, I didn't do that right. Hold on, I didn't hit the 3. It's going to be a minimum of 1 damage.
Minimum of 1 plus super effectivity, so
true.
Minimum of 2 at least. So 3 hit points. And
No, I didn't subtract his I hit the enter too soon, so Grass Knot, the first Grass Knot is not right. The second one is it's 1 hit point.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so it is 2 hit points.
Yep, 2 hit points of damage.
Alrighty. Well, Cubone is now below half health.
Sorry, Cubone. You can do it, Frobisher. Keep doing your best.
Don't let it get you down, Cubone. Now, hit it with your bone meringue.
Try to evade it again. I'll see what you get first, I guess, before I say that.
So, yep, that does work. Bone
meringue. Try to evade it again.
Ooh, nice. Cubone throws the bone, jumps back, and throws the bone, his bone club towards Frobisher.
He jumps right into the water and the bone goes right over.
Bone goes over and Cubone catches it back.
Any trainer actions for your lovely...
No.
Okay, none for me either. I feel like in a gym battle, there's not going to be a lot of trainer actions.
Not really, no. No, this isn't like the games where the gym leaders just spam health potions.
Right. So, He jumps into the water and he spins right out and fires off a bubble beam.
Alrighty.
Oof.
You should be able to evade this one, Cubone. Jump out of the way.
Don't jump out of the way.
So it takes that bubble beam and special 03.
Special 03.
Yep.
Oof. That was a max roll.
The balls hit smack into Cubone and send him flying back towards Thalia. And the ref and the townsman referee says, "Cubone is unable to battle."
Good job, Frobisher. You did it.
Woo! The little baby got it.
Nicely done, Cubone. You can rest now. You did well for your first round.
It's all thanks to Frobisher.
But we're just getting warmed up. Go, Trappage!
That's a bulky boy. And I'm going to say, Frobisher, take a break. I'm going to try using my newest buddy. And I send out Quarry the Gligar. Let me get this open here. And roll his initiative.
Alrighty, so Trappinch will go first. Alright.
Alright.
Nice choice bringing a flying type out here, but I'm prepared for them. Rock slide, Trappinch!
Let's see what you get. 3. I'm gonna say try to clash it with acrobatics.
Nice.
Yes!
So, while getting kind of sideswiping a couple of the rocks, Gligar is able to acrobatics. Quarry is able to acrobatics through them and make a swipe at Trapinch, dealing them each a hit point of damage.
And as soon as he does get that, him, unless William. You have a second move for your round.
Nope.
Okay. I say, use sky uppercut as he dodges through the rocks and gets closer to the Trapinch.
Nice. Dive! Dodge it! Trapinch, get out of the way! Oh.
Just enough.
Trapinch pulls itself back and does a back roll. Does like a roll back. Like a
good
reverse.
Good try, Quarry. Good try.
Tumble. Alright, Trapinch. Let's try this on for size. Hit it with a crunch!
What'd you get? 3? I'm going to say, clash it again. Use another acrobatics to get out of the way, or to get out the brunt of it. Nope. Okay.
Well, Trapinch comes in, and as Quarry tries to maneuver itself out of the way, Trapinch bites it right on the tail.
Oh, that's mean.
Physical defense.
Physical defense is 3.
3 hit points of damage.
I am under half health.
But no defense down.
I'm under half. But you know what I can use for under half?
Ooh.
I can use feint attack, which never fails.
Nice.
So I say, try using a feint attack. And what is the physical defense?
Physical defense is going to be...
3? Is that what
I'm saying? Physical is 3, but try to clash it with bulldoze.
Okay,
try to clash it with... you still have to roll the accuracy for a clash.
Gotcha.
Try to clash it with your rock slide. Oh, wait, no, that's the actual attack roll. Let's get the clash in.
Oh.
So the feint attack as Quarry zips in... Trapinch summons rocks over both of them, and they both get hit, dealing each a hit point of damage.
I'm down to 1 HP.
Oh, dear. It is the trainer action, though.
Yeah, but if I use a potion, I can't do anything next round. I guess, maybe no, I'll do it.
I can switch. Or you can swap out. Remember,
right.
Trainers.
Okay, I'd be like, okay, maybe gym battle wasn't a good first idea for a first battle. I'm going to switch you out. And I'm going to send in Arya.
Ooh, yeah.
The beast. Let me roll her initiative. Initiative is up at the top.
So now Arya takes the top of the order.
Scyther, she says. Alright. Is it my turn again, then?
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Alright, Scyther, I say, quick, use agility and follow it up with a focus energy. That's just what I'm going to do to start off.
Okay. Agility, good.
On focus energy needs to be 2. Please get a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then she sharpens her sights and she's looking at that trapinch and her eyes are blazing with that Scyther fury.
Nice. Interesting choice. We'll see if you even get the chance to hit us. Go for a rock slide.
And I say, you know what to do. Try to evade it. Oops, I actually need to put her dexterity up because I forgot to actually adjust it.
Yep, that would be rather important.
Bonus. 2. And I have to get at least a 3. Hopefully with all of this I get that.
Oh, nice.
Scyther! She's like a blur as she zooms between those rocks.
Alrighty, it is Arya's turn.
And she spins right around and uses a... What are my attacking moves? Vacuum wave, quick attack. I'm going to use a vacuum wave at it.
Alrighty.
What is his special defense?
Special is 2.
Okay.
Yep, so, and there's nothing, and if it can't evade, and it wait, it might be able to clash. Try clashing with a crunch attack. Nope.
He could clash, but he'd have to get all successes. You said exactly. Defense was 2.
Special. Yeah.
Special defense is 2. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Just does a little 1 damage.
But that is enough to bring Trapinch down to half health.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Hang in there, Trapinch. You got this. Try hitting it with Rock Slide again.
You know what to do, Arya. Evade out of the way. It's your specialty. Honestly, agility is broken.
Yep.
Evade.
Yeah.
Especially on a fast beast like a Scyther.
Exactly.
Okay. Is my turn again, or are you doing something else?
Nope, that was it.
Alright. I'm like, keep up the momentum, use quick attack.
Ooh,
You could do something there. You could do something there.
Try to clash it with crunch!
It works.
Even with the detriment, they do. She is able to clash your quick attack with her teeth.
And Arya stumbles a little bit, just a little bit.
You're hanging in there, Trapinch. That's great. Now hit it with the rock slide.
And
nope.
Doesn't even get off, huh?
Nope, can't even get the rock. Well, gets the rocks off, but they completely whiff and bypass Arya.
Okay, gotcha. Hold on. I'm looking at a type chart real fast because I forgot something.
You know what gets my rocks off?
Ha
Rock slide.
Okay, yeah. Ground resist bugs. I could not remember if ground resisted bug or not.
Yep.
It do, so I ain't using any furry cutter.
Although Fury Cutter would get stronger, by that point it would.
True.
Yeah, it would be better to use it like at the beginning of the battle and build it.
Yep. And I say, okay, don't let that stop you. Use another quick attack. Man, why are you getting low rolls, Arya? Come on, girl.
She says, I just want to give the other Pokemon a chance. It just doesn't seem fair if I just, like, Get it.
Of 11 dice, only 2 successes. That's, and one of them was a 1, which are... no, there were just 1s in the thing. It's fine. Alright.
Try to clash it with your bulldoze! Yeah.
It works.
But it does bring Trapinch down to 1 hit point.
Oh, 1 hit point. It's Trapinch's turn, though. He could do a lucky non-evaded rock slide.
All right, you got this, Trapinch. Hit it with a crunch attack. Yeah, the crunch will hit.
Nope.
No, it won't.
Fast Arya, she's not even at half HP yet. One more, if she gets clashed one more time, she'll be at half HP. I keep forgetting, too, I have Technician. I'm supposed to add 1 dice to all my damage pool.
So it could have been even faster.
It could have been. I always forget about Technician.
You should probably add that, right now so you don't forget it before you roll Quick Attack and Vacuum Wave.
Like, I'd have to add it to the bonus dice when I roll it. That's why I have to remember to do it.
You sure you can't? Why don't you just add it to the actual attack, to the damage pool dice?
Oh, I could do that.
Not, I mean, the only reason you'd need to take it down is if you evolve Arya and change abilities.
True. Okay, let me make sure. Alright, let me do that real fast. Hold on.
Yep.
Hold. So, add a dice plus... Oh, no, you can. It doesn't let you.
Keep holding.
What do you mean it doesn't... Oh, right, yeah, because isn't it based on...
It's based on specific... the actual, yeah.
Okay, so
I'll just remember.
Just have to remember.
It's fine.
Yeah, you just have to remind you.
Because you always remember.
I always will. Yeah. I remember with Strongjaw. I just have to start remembering with Technician. It's okay. Alright.
You need to use Arya more.
I know. Alright, quick attack. That's a better roll.
And there's nothing Trapinch can do to
Should I roll damage or not?
Just roll the damage. Well, I mean, you don't even need to roll the damage because literally that's a critical hit too. So you would get Technician plus critical hit plus a critical hit.
Oh yeah, I didn't even add the critical in yet. Let's roll the other 2d6 just to find out what it would be. Not 3, just 2. 1 other success. 3 hit points of damage. Scyther!
So Scyther completely does the same thing with Quick Attack that Frobisher did with Bubble Beam and just sends it flying back to Talia. And the referee calls out, Trapinch is unable to battle! It's all right, Trapinch. You did a good job.
That was fun. Did you enjoy that, Arya? And she goes, Scyther!
Menacingly sharpens her blades.
Yep.
Well, Lillian, I've saved you a special one for last.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Go, Clay Doll!
Oh, that's cool. Ooh, and it's psychic type.
So let's get that initiative. All right. Arya will begin this round as well.
Okay. I think about it very quickly, and I say, Arya, use Fury Cutter. I'm going to just go for it. I mean, it's going to be neutral damage, but still.
All right. Try to evade it, Clay Doll. Ooh, nicely done. The Clay Doll is able to sidestep your Fury Cutter. Now, let's start off with Cosmic Power. So, both defense and special defense are up 1.
Ooh, nice. I'm like, okay, we're going to try 1 more Fury Cutter. Let's see. Are you using any other moves, I should say?
Oh, wait. I was about to... Now, hit it with Rock Tomb. So, yeah, that will hit unless Arya can evade.
You know, I have a feeling.
Yep. So, Clay Doll summons up 3 rocks and tries to surround Arya, but Arya is able to zip out of the way when they slam into where she was standing.
Mm. And I say, okay, maybe Fury Cutter isn't the best move, but let's try it 1 more time and we'll see if we can get anything.
Ooh, nice. Try evading it 1 more time. Nope.
Alright, so what is his defense at now?
Claydol's defense is at 5.
Okay, so it's just going to be one damage because I'm at my max damage pool is 4 right now.
With technician?
Oh, right.
Well, okay, so that would be 5, which would still basically
be 1 minimum, yeah. Let me make sure. I'm pretty sure this is. I don't know if this has a. Okay, yeah, power of 1. How does Fury Cutter work? I don't actually have it in my thing.
So it. It's.
It should add more to the dice pool each.
Hold on,
let me pull it up.
Let me.
Is it in, like, one round, so do I have to use it multiple times?
Wait, in one round?
I wonder. I'm just wondering.
What type is it?
It's bug.
Okay, then I'm in there. It's bug.
And I have silver powder, too.
It's successive actions, so.
That's weird. So they took away that it gets powerful the more you use it.
How does it work?
Let me tell you.
The way it's listed here, it's, they treated it just like Fury Swipes. I feel like that's an error. Unless they tried to nerf it.
Maybe.
You know what? We'll add this to the house rules. I like making it more accurate.
So
let me find where my house rules are in the notes.
Do I add? Is it gonna? Maybe it'll be like.
Instead of successive actions, it's gonna basically act like rollout / ice ball.
So up to plus how many?
Up to plus 5.
Plus 5.
Okay, hold on. I gotta make a note of this.
Up to plus 5 bonus.
Where are
damage?
Here we go. Fury Cutter.
Got it.
No longer successive.
I'm going to keep it saying successive plus actions one. Just so I know that it's success. How about successive? Successive.
Attacks.
Successive.
Uses. Yeah.
Successive successes. I like that.
Each successful hit, max plus 5. Okay. I got that written down.
Okay.
Now then, you hit it. You hit it once for the minimum 1 damage. All right then, Claydol, hit it back with extra sensory.
Ooh, extra sensory. Try to get out of the way again. It's your specialty. What does silver powder do? Does that add a plus 1 to
The damage rules, I believe.
For bug moves, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, because I have a silver powder on her. I don't remember where I got it. I think I got it in the bug catching.
The bug contest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So actually, that would make it 2.
Yeah, and I forgot I have focus energy on, so I only have to be 2 dice above the minimum for critical attacks.
Which technically you were.
Yeah. It's okay. We're going to get this. There's just too many variables.
Yep. Anyway, back to Arya's turn.
All right. Try another Fury Attack. Or Fury Cutter. Not Fury Attack. That's a different move.
Different move. Oh, that's definitely a critical hit.
That's 100%.
And there's nothing that she can do to clash or evade.
Okay. So we're going to roll. So our bonus dice, we have 2 for the 2, 1 for technician, so I have 4 bonus dice in there. And then, what was its physical defense again? 5?
Physical is 5, yeah. Okay. Ooh, nice.
Chip away!
That's a different move entirely.
It is. I keep saying the wrong moves!
Hang in there, Claydol! Try hitting it with Rock Tomb.
And I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to say? Try to evade it!
Yep.
It's always possible I could get a 0, is all I'm saying.
Exactly. Exactly. There could be one time where the RNG says nope. Back to Arya.
Okay. And I say, try again! You keep building up the momentum! Your momentum's what keeps you going!
Yep, that'll be in a critical hit, too.
Okay, so that's 2 for the critical hit. Then we get two bonus for... So it's 2-2, it's 5 bonus dice. Okay. No, it's 6 bonus dice. Shit. It's a silver powder.
Yep.
And...
And she can't dodge or clash. Alrighty. Claydol is now below half health. It's alright, Claydol. All it takes is one good hit and we got her. So let's hit it with extra sensory.
Come on, get me one good hit. I'm sorry, I think she can evade this one too.
Yep, and it's back to Arya's turn.
And I'm gonna say, try getting one more Fury Cutter in.
Yep, that's a critical hit too.
Yep. So 2 plus 3 plus 2 and is 7.
She can't clash or evade that one.
Sorry. I feel like, oh my goodness, I keep just getting like minimum damage rolls, which is so funny to me.
I know you're struggling, Claydol. If we could try to get one rock tomb in there. You got this. Give it your best shot.
All it would take is one rock tomb.
Mm-hmm. So let's see if Arya evades.
Do you know? She do.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Watch this be a one again.
I would be so funny. Okay. Let's see the accuracy roll. She got a 4.
Accuracy's
good. Can you do anything against a 4?
If I max out evasion... Nope.
Okay.
And I think that would give you a critical hit. And...
Yeah, I added it all in.
Claydol's out.
Yep, I added it all in.
Yep. So, with Arya's scythe all extra sharp... From the
you know,
fury cutting,
sharpening it on the Claydol.
delivers a massive cut that just knocks Claydol back 5 feet. And the referee calls out, Claydol is unable to battle. The winner of this battle is the challenger, Lillian.
Woo!
Great job, Lillian.
And Arya's just like, Scyther! Zing, zing! And then she just flies over, and Piplup comes up to her, looking so excited. And Gligar looks a little less excited because he's been a little beat up, but he's still happy that we won.
This is your third gym, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Alright, Lillian, I'll hand you each your rewards at the end of the your last battle. Since wouldn't make sense to keep crossing the river back and forth.
She gives 2 thumbs up. I understand.
So, who's next? And
good job, guys. Good job.
That would be
me. Willow. Yep, it is Willow's turn to face Talia on the next Dungeons and Dragon Types.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Woo!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Unstoppable me, I got a battle plan. You put a spotlight on stage and a mic.
Hey, everyone. Editor John for some quick shout-outs before we end the episode. Thanks to the PokeRoll Project for creating the module that we use. You can check them out at PokeRollProject.com. Thanks to Dream States for the use of their song Impossible Me off of the album Sad Bad, Happy Good for our theme song. Look for their music on Spotify, Bandcamp, and wherever else music is sold and streamed under capital D Dream, capital S States, all one word. And thanks to you for listening. If you want to support the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast provider and share this podcast with fellow Pokemon and tabletop fans. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now Blue Sky via the links in the description. And if you do, you'll have your name included for use in the naming of future NPCs. And also, be sure to join our Discord server for fun in-between episodes. Link is also available in the description. Pokemon is a registered trademark of Nintendo and the Pokemon Company, all rights reserved, and no infringement is intended. You want to go first, Josh?
Is TJ in the call? Okay, TJ is in the call.
TJ? TJ?
TJ's not in Roll 20.
Okay. Oh, TJ says one sec.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna refill my water bottle.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I need to start planning out a good session to just go through and edit a bunch of the episodes in a row so that I don't run into the problem I had last time of being late.
Do what you can, but don't stress yourself out either.
Well, that's the thing is, I just started full time at my job.
Oh, good for you!
So that's more money coming in for me, but also at the same time, that's less time. You know, because I'll be most of the time I come home from work, I'm just tired.
Yeah, I understand. I just transferred positions to a place that'll. A location that will leave me less tired, so.
See, what would be nice is if I could take the podcast to work and work on them, but I don't really have that opportunity.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Did you want to go first? Is that why you positioned yourself?
I think I just moved in there.
Oh, you moved in there?
Estoy aquí.